Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Jonelle, J-O-H-N-E-L-L, McCoy, M-C, capital C-O-Y. Jonelle McCoy is a 44-year-old male who reports he injured himself at work on 6/22/21 when he fell. This resulted from a slip maneuver. He believes he injured his left arm, comma, elbow, comma, and head without loss of consciousness. He did go to Inspire emergency room the same day. Period further evaluation leading to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of broken arm, comma, headache, comma, and blurry vision. He did have surgery on his arm, but nowhere else. He has completed his course of active treatment. New paragraph. Per his claim petition, Mr. McCoy alleged on 6/22/21, he slipped and fell on liquid that was on the floor, causing injuries to his head, comma, concussion, comma, blurred vision, comma, left arm, comma, and left elbow. New paragraph, medical records show he was seen at the Inspire emergency room on 6/23/21. Described he slipped and fell at work, landing on his left elbow the previous day. He had a tap on the back of his head, but no loss of consciousness. He was examined and underwent x-rays of the left elbow that were read as no fracture by the radiologist. At the emergency room, they diagnosed a left radial head fracture and closed head injury. His shoulder and arm are immobilized to maintain adequate pain control. He then saw Dr. Zucconi on 7/28/21 to follow up for his MRI. He was still having pain in the left arm but had full strength. The MRI results were not described. However, he was diagnosed with left elbow pain and contusion as well as rupture of the left triceps tendon. He would begin therapy and had a likelihood of surgical intervention if not adequately improved. And an EMG by Dr. Skinner on 9/7/21 to be inserted here. He continued to see Dr. Zucconi, who offered an additional assessment of cubital tunnel syndrome. On 9/8/21, he wrote the EMG confirmed that diagnosis. He recommended a surgical consultation. His tricep tendon was partially torn, and his muscle power and triceps propagation are negative. He thought the majority of symptoms were coming from the cubital tunnel syndrome. He was then referred to Dr. Dwyer. New paragraph. He went to see Dr. Dwyer on 9/27/21, who noted the course of treatment to date. At that juncture, he was out of work. He referenced the EMG results and wrote the left elbow MRI showed a partial tear at the medial left triceps tendon insertion, comma, approximately measuring 15 by 7 millimeters. Dr. Dwyer recommended left ulnar nerve transposition with concurrent repair of the medial triceps tendon. period on 11/19/21. Surgery was done to be inserted here. Pretty followed up with Dr. Wire postoperatively, running through 3/28/22 period. He had full range of motion and a healed incision period. He was doing well, pretty felt stiff but had strength. Period, he was deemed at maximum medical improvement and discharged from care to normal work duties. Period, physical exam. He had his ears normal, neurologic normal, extremities upper. There was healed surgical scarring, measuring 3 inches in length in a longitudinal fashion at the posterior upper arm / triceps. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left shoulder motion was full in all spheres with tenderness but no crepitus. Period. Left elbow flexion actively was to 125 degrees but passively was to 135 degrees. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, triggering, or locking. Period. There was severe tenderness reported to palpation in a non-localizing fashion about the left elbow, but there was none on the right. Period. Hands, wrists, elbows. He had a positive tenosis sign at the left wrist. Period. Tenosis at the left olecranon process elicited paresthesias into the pinky that does not follow anatomic dermatomes. Period. Phalanx maneuver on the left elicited paresthesias in the ring and pinky fingers. Period. The rest of those maneuvers are normal. Spine, cervical, normal. Impressions. On 6/22/21, Janelle McCoy slipped and fell at work, striking his left arm and head with no loss of consciousness. Period. The next day, he was seen at the emergency room where x-rays showed a radial head fracture. He was placed on a posterior long arm splint and given a sling. Period. Within the records, the petitioner had a prior procedure / surgery at his shoulders that involved a closed reduction of dislocation of shoulder injury on 2/24/12. Period. Also had a history of closed head injury. But in any case, he came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Zucconi, who initially treated him conservatively. Period. He had an MRI of the left elbow. Period. He also had an EMG to be inserted here. Period. He then submitted to surgery by Dr. Dwyer on 11/19/21 to be inserted here. Period. He had occupational therapy postoperatively, running through 3/7/22. Period. As of 3/28/22, Dr. Dwyer discharged him to full activities. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found him to be neurologically intact. Period. There was healed surgical scarring at the left triceps area. Period. He had variable mobility at the left elbow in particular. Period. He reported severe tenderness to palpation, generally about the left elbow. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative. Period. He had some positive responses to nails and phalanx maneuver at the left wrist. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical spine. Period. New paragraph. There is 10%. Permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left arm. Period. This is for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of a radial head fracture and ulnar neuropathy. That's right. Radial head fracture, comma, triceps tear, comma, and ulnar neuropathy treated surgically. Period. Has achieved an excellent clinical result. period,